You're listening to Wisconsin Today. Fishers in Douglas County are getting ready for the 58th annual Fisherama on Amnicon Lake.
It is a community ice fishing event to raise money for Tri-Lakes Community Center in Superior, which serves three lake communities, Amnicon, Dowling, and Lyman.
This is their third try at hosting the 58th event. Fisherama had to be canceled for the past 2 years because of poor weather and ice conditions.
We're joined now by two Fisherama organizers who are planning the event for February 1st. Judy Peterson is on the board of directors for the Tri-Lakes Community Center in Superior. Judy, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And Kathy Listall is here, board president for the Tri-Lakes Community Center. Kathy, welcome.
Thank you.
Kathy, let's start with you. How are you feeling about your prospects for Fisherama being a go this year?
Much more positive with the inches of ice that are on the lake and not a whole lot of snow. So hopefully it will be fairly warm out and sunny.
Oh, fingers crossed, right?
Yes.
This is the 58th Fisherama. Can you talk about a little bit about its origins, how it got started, how it has evolved over the years?
I don't know why it got started other than being a fundraiser for the community center. And I believe in 1965, that was the year that the community center first started the Fisherama. And over those years, I think there's only been three cancellations, two of them being just in 2023 and 2024.
Wow. And so what were those cancellations like, Kathy, last year and the year before?
Well, the first year was because of the huge amount of snow. Nobody could get on the lakes. And last year, because of the warm temperatures, the ice conditions were so unsafe that really nobody that had a Fisherama of any kind or a fishing contest even had a go for it.
Judy, what is the work that goes on in the background to put on Fisherama? What are some of those volunteers doing to get ready?
Oh my gosh. Well, there's a lot of things that happen prior. I mean, rounding up 30 volunteers, ordering food, collecting prizes for, we have drawings on the ice, getting all the paperwork organized. And then on the day of, it's really, we hit the ground running about 9-ish. It doesn't start till noon, but we have tents to set up, tables to set up, food trailers to set up, getting all the registration material ready. I mean, it's quite a production.
What do those ice fishers catch in Amnicon Lake?
Any legal fish is accepted. We have a category for panfish.
Northern.
Mm-hmm. And then any other legal fish. And we present a cash prize to the longest fish in each of those categories for adults. And then also the three categories for children.
Kathy, what does the community love about this event?
I think it's just the fun of getting together with a lot of people that they might not have seen for a while. Just all the good conversation and, you know, camaraderie, I guess.
It sounds like it really underscores, Judy, the mission of the Tri-Lakes Community Center, this mission toward creating friendships and cooperation. How do you view that through Fisherama?
Oh, like you said, it does. It does embody what we stand for. It's getting people together, having fun, something to do in the winter. So, I mean, I think they look forward to this every year. It's probably because it has been going on for so long, they really enjoy getting together for Fisherama. And not just ours, like Kathy mentioned, there are other fishing contests around. And, you know, people in the North Woods like having fishing contests.
Kathy, why has it been a struggle to find enough volunteers to put it on?
I would say probably number one, a lot of people are just so busy with their own personal lives, children, work. Some people have helped for a number of years and are getting much older and will not, because of health, will not be able to help out. And I would say that there are a handful of people that have helped in the last 8 or 10 years that just say, I want to back off for a year or two before I help again.
So a number of reasons. And have you been able to find enough volunteers, I would imagine, than this year?
Well, we have a skeleton crew in comparison to what we usually have, but I think that we will be able to pull it off.
Judy, this is a fundraiser. Can you talk about what Fisher-Rama supports through the community center?
Boy, we do a number of gatherings. So community dinners, we donate to a number of organizations like the fire departments. We have scholarship funds where we give $2,000 scholarships to deserving students. And we have a huge fireworks 4th of July celebration every year. So any funds that we raise on all of our fundraising activities go towards supporting all of those activities.
With all of these activities, I noticed that the Tri-Lakes Community Center is quite the busy place. You hold about a dozen events through the year. How important are volunteers to making the community center work for everyone, Judy?
Well, that's pretty much how we operate. It's all volunteer, you know, even all the board members. I mean, nobody gets paid for anything. So it's just supported by volunteers who really believe that this is a good organization to have in our community because we are rural.
Kathy, what do you love about the community center?
I think that is a very safe place for people to come. We have a yoga and exercise group that meets on a daily basis. We have people that use the building for their own personal family get-togethers. Scrapbooking, really anybody that's a member can use the building free of charge. And I guess just being able to have that socialization.
Will you two be ice fishing anytime soon or at Fisher-Rama?
No, we'll be working.
And I hate to say this, but I don't fish.
The truth comes out. Oh, dear. Well, it has been such a pleasure talking with you both. And I do hope that Fisher-Rama is so successful this year and you can pull off the 58th event.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we appreciate this.
And we're pretty optimistic it's a goal this year.
That is Judy Peterson and Kathy Lizdahl. They serve on the board of directors for the Tri-Lakes Community Center in Superior. Their upcoming Fisher-Rama, it is truly set for February 1st, and it's a fundraiser for the lake communities in rural Douglas County.
And we want to hear from you if you are an ice fishing fan, if you've ever been involved in a tournament like Fisher-Rama or otherwise, or just like to get out for a relaxing couple few hours in your ice shack, let us know about it.
Tell us about your experiences and what you reel in, or share the story of the one that got away. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org, or you can call or text us at 888-642-0232.